Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Craft Beer Week, and we have Andy Sparhawk, the program digital content editor at craftbeer.com here. Tell us a little more. Thank you for joining us, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about what Craft Beer Week is all about.
Sure. American Craft Beer Week is the celebration of small and independent American craft brewers. Now in the nation, we have over 7,400 small and independent craft brewers. That didn't always used to be the case. You know, at some point, some experts back in the day believed that by now we would be a nation of but three large multinational corporations that were dictating and dominating beer as we know it. This week celebrates those analysts were wrong. What happened was a revolution and a shift in the American palate from, you know, kind of just watery, bland international lager to hundreds of different beer styles and flavors. American brewers are now known as some of the most innovative and exciting beer producers in the world. You know, I think we all kind of grow up maybe exposed to certain flavors and think that, you know, that is what it is. I mean, the example being probably 20 years ago, coffee was a very finite, you know, description, you know, maybe a little bit of roast, maybe burnt. And then flash forward to today and people understand, you know, coffees by where they're grown in the different regions, you know, and how they're produced. Craft brewers have taken a very traditional and very ancient beverage and utilized the core ingredients in them to make a really, really flavorful drink. So, you know, when you talk about beer, yes, beer is malt, barley or wheat, hops that provide a bittering component, water and yeast. That is certainly, you know, kind of just provides a very narrow, you know, flavor of its own. American craft brewers kind of bucked the trends and decided that they were going to add more malt or different types of malt to really play up on some of, you know, the flavors that that ingredient provides. Can't talk about craft beer without talking about hops. 10, 15 years ago, hops really, the only reason you added them was to provide a bitter counterpoint to a sweet malty character. That's not the case anymore. Now hops are leading the way as far as flavor. American hops in general are known for being piney and resinous and citrusy, and then all these new age hops that are very tropical in flavor and have, you know, they're almost designer flavors, although they're a natural product that really kind of just gets to accentuate all these great flavors that come through in hoppy beers and IPAs and such.
Well, I'll forego rolling off the entire list of beers that are available and just ask you a very simple question. What is the most popular type of craft beer that Americans are gravitating to these days?
You know, it really has become the American style India Pale Ale or IPA. You can break those out into subcategories. It seems like, you know, the New England style hazy and juicy IPA, but American craft beer lovers love their hops. We kind of talked about, you know, the flavors that they provide, not just the bittering component, but peach and papaya and mango, pine, orange, and, you know, you name it, American hops can provide it in a beer. For the past more than 10 years at the Great American Beer Festival, the American style IPA has been the most entered category. That was just beat last year because we created a new category, the juicy and or hazy IPA, which recognizes these burgeoning New England styles. So people tend to gravitate towards these hoppy beers, but there's a lot of different beers that people love and are fans of.
Well, through the website craftbeer.com, it's not just all about drinking beer. You're going to find some great educational resources. And this is the part I really like because I'm also a foodie. A pairing guide to enhance your next meal. You know, a lot of craft brewers pair up with restaurants and areas and do some neat pairings of different foods and different beers, which I think is a wonderful direction to go in. You can find out more about that at craftbeer.com.
You know, to add to that, beer and food, the way people think about beer and wine, but what you touched on was it's not just about drinking. It's, you know, we mentioned the craft beer revolution. This is a craft beer culture. You know, you feel an identity to it, and it isn't just about, you know, what's in the glass. It's what's around you, and it's the cool tap rooms, it's the people that you get to meet, and it's the food that you get to pair with it.
I see that the number of women that are drinking craft beer is up.
You know, I think it has less to do with the beer itself, but I think as a culture, as a craft beer community, brewers have made a more concerted effort to embrace and introduce, you know, not just women, but everybody to this idea of flavorful beer. Prior to, I don't know, I would say even now, beer is looked upon as a male thing. Guys drink beer and women drink wine. And that's never been the case. It's just how we present ourselves to consumers. Beer is fun and beer is for everyone. And I think we're seeing that, you know, and I think that has a lot to do with the ancillary or external interests of not just it being a drink, but something fun. You know, everybody loves fun.
And are you talking about fun? I saw your list of great American beer bars, and I was looking through the list of states that are specific to the Atlantic Coast Conference. I'm going, man, I'm behind. I haven't hit any of these.
We do that yearly. That is 100% from, you know, the readers of craftbeer.com. So I personally can't get around to all the states to sample all the great offerings of beer bars and craft beer retailers, but we trust our readers to know what they're talking about, and they've never steered us wrong.
Never let you down. There's a craft brewer somewhere near you, so you simply have to visit the website. It's craftbeer.com, and I would suggest that you follow them. Make sure that you click on the breweries tab, find a brewer, and it's that simple. You'll find somebody that's near you. Go out and celebrate Craft Beer Week or make your first foray into the tasty adventure of craft beer. And again, thank you, Andy Sparhawk, for joining us and telling us a little more about craft beer.
My pleasure, Jim. Happy American Craft Beer Week.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.